Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those book magazines talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, nebula, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about the Saturn Ring Nebula by James Webb Space Telescope. Nebula is a distinct luminescent part of interstellar medium which can consist of ionized natural or molecular hydrogen and also cosmic dust. Nebulae are often star-forming regions such as in the Pillars of Creation, in the Eagle Nebula. In this region, the formation of gas, dust, and other materials clump together to form a dense region which attract further matter and eventually become dense enough to form stars. The remaining material is believed to form planets and the planetary system's objects. Most nebulae are the fast size, some as hundreds of light years in diameter, and nebula that is visible to the human eye from Earth would appear larger but no brighter from close. The Orion Nebula is the brightest nebula in the sky and occupying an area twice the angular diameter of the full moon, can be viewed with the naked eye but was missed by early astronomers. Although denser from the space surrounding them, most nebulae are the less dense than any vacuum created on Earth. A nebular cloud the size of the Earth would have the total mass of only a few kilograms. The air we breathe has density of approximately 10 to the power of 19 molecules per cubic centimeter. By contrast, the densest nebulae can have densities of 10,000 molecules per cubic kilometer centimeter. Many nebulae are visible due to fluorescence caused by embedded hot stars, while others are diffuse that they can be detected only with long exposure and special filters. Some nebulae are variably illuminated by the T Tauri variable stars. These observations shows the Saturn Ring Nebula almost face on, but it could rotate the view of edge on. Its three-dimensional shape would more clearly look like two balls placed together at the bottom, opening away from one another with a large hole at the center. Two stars which are locked in a tight of orbit shape with a local landscape. Webb's infrared image feature new details in this complex system. The stars and the layers of light are prominent in the image from the Webb near-infrared camera. On the left was the image from Webb mild-infrared instrument. On the right shows, for the first time, that the second star is surrounded by dust. The brighter star is the earlier stage of its stellar evolution and will probably eject its own planetary nebula in the future. In the meantime, the brightest stars influence the nebula appearance as a pair continues to orbit one another. They stir the pot of gas and dust, causing asymmetrical patterns. I have a lot of series in my book magazine about the mystery of the universe. Of course, I have nebula, I have dark matter, I have dark energy, I have supernova. Please do have a copy of my book magazine, available on Amazon, and my paperback and art cover are available through online bookstores worldwide. Hope you like it. Welcome, people. Thank you for listening. And see you soon.